For their first Christmas together, Jan Rockwell bought her husband Dean a wind-up toy. It was the start of a tradition. For more than 40 years now, Dean has found a wind-up toy under the tree every December in their home near Macomb. The toys range in age from antique to new. The collection was recently displayed at the Western Illinois Museum, where Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger talked to him about it.
Whether it's a teddy bear drumming while riding around on a cart, a biplane with a propeller that spins as it rolls along the table, or a yellow mother duck leading three young ducks, Dean Rockwell finds joy in these colorful little toys.
I just love it. I just really look forward to seeing what else I can get.
Rockwell is a ceramics artist, and he's the gallery director for the West Central Illinois Arts Center in Macomb. But he's not drawn to the toys for their artistic merits.
Well, they are colorful, but I'm attracted to them just because it's a throwback to my childhood, and they make me laugh, and kind of reminiscent of Christmas's past for me.
Most of the toys are metal and made overseas. Many come in boxes with descriptions that sometimes miss the mark a bit.
That's funny as well. The title on the box is Cowboy with Whip, but actually it's a lariat. But they wouldn't know that over in Asia probably, so it's one of those cute mistranslations. A lot of physics principles behind it all.
For example?
I've got this one clown car. Looks like a clown car in a circus, maybe like a Model T Ford. And it's got a smokestack coming up the top. And you put a little pith ball, a little very small styrofoam ball. And I couldn't find it for right now. But anyway, when it starts to go, the air blows up the this chimney, and the ball will actually float over the top as the car moves across the table. And that's Bernoulli's principle, the idea of suspending a ball.
Rockwell believes the oldest toy is a mallard duck. It vibrates while its head bobs up and down as if it's eating grain or catching fish in a pond. Its eyes flop up and down while that's happening.
This one has the key attached, which is kind of unusual for an older piece of toy. The lower jaw is also hinged, and it flops up and down as if it's eating or chewing. So there's a lot of action in that particular one. And I haven't seen that kind of action in the more modern pieces.
His favorite remains the wind-up toy from their first Christmas as husband and wife. It's a Santa in a sled pulled by a single reindeer.
The Santa Claus has this scraggly beard, and the face painting and the body is kind of typical of Asian artwork, more so than American. And the reindeer is very out of proportion. It's like five times as big as a reindeer would be, and it looks more like a moose, and it's got a nice smile and big eyes, and it's just fun, a fun piece. It's hopping along, kind of more like a rabbit would be.
Dean Rockwell says wind-up toys can be expensive, especially the older ones, but the joy they bring is priceless. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.